Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 152 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that normally brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make theater happen. And it will happen again soon, people. Let's just keep the faith. Just a quick reminder that you can download and subscribe to the podcast from the Apple Podcast app or from iTunes. That way your feed will be automatically updated when we release episodes. But you can also listen to us on many other podcast streaming services such as Stitcher and Google Play and iHeartRadio and Spotify. Please rate and review our podcast if you have a spare 30 seconds. Help us reach more theater lovers out there around the globe. Thank you very much in advance. And now for this week's episode. A returning guest this week, playwright David Spicer. Now, he and I have a long history of working together. I've directed two of his plays before, Long Live the Mad Parade at a regional theater here in London, outside London, and Stop the Play in London's West End. And before lockdown, David and I were workshopping a new play. A new comedy is hilarious. Watch this space. But when lockdown happened, he didn't stay still at all. David got to work writing new plays with Northern Comedy Theater and went about selling tickets for the plays, something that we both think is vital to support those in the industry that aren't able to work because of theater closures. And this weekend, an omnibus of the collaboration between David and the Northern Comedy Theater will be presented via Zoom before their final production takes place live on Sunday, the 6th of September. So you've got Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th to see some hilarious live online digital theater. David came over to the house this week and we had a socially distanced chat to talk all about it. Have a listen. Shall we start?
If you will.
Hi, David.
Hello there, John. How are you doing?
You're one of a very, very few number of people who have been a return guest.
I'm honored.
You're one of a very, very, very few people I know that are doing new live plays in this pandemic. And first of all, let me congratulate you. I have seen your work both on stage and now on Zoom, and it translates brilliantly. But before we get into what you're doing with the Northern Comedy Theater, I'd like to take you back and ask why a little bit about your background, and then when COVID hit, why you decided to do something to kind of carry on.
It's a really good question, and the very short answer is, we needed to do something. I think we all needed to do something. The Northern Comedy Theatre, with their artistic director, Sean Chambers, did a play of mine called Health and Safety. And they did it up in Liverpool and had a very short run. It went very well. And then Sean went ahead and booked a tour, which is due to go out sort of March, April, around the Northwest. And of course, then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And it was like, kind of, right, that's clearly not going to happen. And so actually it was kind of, as a writer, I had a play, I had a company, I had six actors, I had a director. What we didn't have was anywhere to do it.
Yeah.
So the first thing that Sean and I said was, okay, let's do it online. I mean, I had seen a couple of things that had been done. In fact, I think something that you were involved in.
Yeah.
Which was the Stoppard.
Yeah, separate piece. Yeah.
Separate piece. Which I thought worked really, really well.
Thank you.
Because actually, the writing lent itself to the medium. When I looked at my play, I had to be honest and sort of go, you know something, if we did it on online, it would be a round peg in a square hole. We would be doing it because that's what we needed to do. So I said to Sean, why don't I go ahead and write something for six actors with Zoom in mind?
Right. What was his reaction to that?
The great thing about Sean Chambers is he's sort of a guy who just goes, yes, let's do it.
I love that.
And you go, is it possible? And he'll go, I don't know, but let's do it anyway. He's got a real kind of can-do attitude. And so I wrote this a piece called Doing Shakespeare, which was about an amateur dramatics group who want to do Shakespeare online, but because they can't meet, they all think they're doing a different play. So you got six actors doing six.
Oh, that's great.
But it was a lovely idea. It was an idea that first of all made me laugh. Also, it kind of works because people are separate, and the comedy kind of worked because you had people in boxes who weren't talking to each other, and as you know about sometimes in rehearsal, it's the time when people should be talking to each other.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Yeah.
So anyway, we did Doing Shakespeare. I wrote it, sent it to Sean, and he went, "This is brilliant. We'll do this next week." And I went, next week? He said, yeah. He said, we've got the actors. He said, I'll get Zoom. We'll do it. We did it. It went okay. We made a little bit of money. And he said, do you want to do another one? So I did something about a pub quiz, an online pub quiz team.
That was the first one that I saw.
Okay, which we then decided to call Doing the Pub Quiz. So we figured all of these would be called Doing. I love Doing. It's such a redundant verb. So when people say, I'm doing some acting, you go, no, just say you're acting. Yeah, I'm doing writing. Right now I'm doing some podcasting. No, you're
podcasting, yeah.
So anyway, so we did four. So we did Doing Shakespeare, Doing the Pub Quiz, Doing Whodunit, which was about an online whodunit mystery theatre, and then we did Doing the Book Club. And they've all kind of gone well.
I think I want to stop you there because I think it's brilliant that you guys were ticketing. People were buying tickets.
Yeah.
You were creating an experience for people to go, yes, I was there. I bought tickets. And these things aren't online for people to just watch forever and ever on men. And that makes it unique.
I think people that's one thing that Sean and I had right from the start was we wanted to do this live. And I think if actors are working, people should pay.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
It's like, yeah. and so we were putting them and people were buying tickets. But then people were contacting Sean saying, oh, I missed it. Where do I see it?
Mm.
And Sean's having said, well, no, you missed it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you buy a ticket to a show.
Well, this is it. Bruce Springsteen isn't going to come back and play Hyde Park again because you missed it.
Yeah. And I think people have kind of not quite got that through their head.
I think you're right.
About sort of stuff online. Because when I was a kid, if I wanted to watch Doctor Who, it was on at 5 o'clock on a Saturday and it wasn't on anywhere else.
That was it.
So you had to do that on that's all gone now.
Yeah.
And anything on screen you think you can just bring up. And the thing I like about these is they're live. And they're also, they have been, you know, I think they were charging £6. And I think this is a really important point that I did want to make here, is that we were listed with a bunch of shows. And there were about 100 shows, 100 different
was
things.
Like, on What's On Stage or like something.
I think it was What's On Stage.
Yeah.
And I think there were 4 or 5 of us were charging. Everyone else was either free or give a donation. And I really think it's time that if people are doing work, charge.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a lot of money because actually the costs are lower.
Yeah.
So you don't have to charge 15, 20, 25 pounds, but charge something, even if it's just a pound.
Yeah.
Get audiences. You know, I mean, I watch things and I'm asked to donate. I will donate.
Yeah.
But actually, if people say actors are working, if you want to watch them, put your hand in your pocket and buy a ticket. Yeah.
And now we're going to break for a little word from our sponsors.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Welcome back to the Curtain Call Theater Podcast and our interview with playwright David Spicer.
Now, I know that you guys have, you've got a box set coming up. Because what's happening this, because I did not get to see all of them, but I am watching the box set this weekend.
On the 5th of September.
So they're staggered, which is brilliant. And it gives people the opportunity to catch up before you do a final one on Sunday. I will put all of this in the show notes, but I would, what I want to do, would I love to know from you is how the audience has grown, because we've had a chat while playing golf, full disclosure, you know.
But that was when I beat you.
You did. Yeah, you beat me every time. So we, you know, talking about how the audience has grown, which fascinates me, because it is, some people think, oh, this is a brand new it's just a success overnight. No, it's a slow, unsexy build. Anything that's worth doing is always going to be some slow, unsexy build. But, and that is that what has happened here?
Well, I think now we have a core of about 200 people who are returners.
That's great.
And
that's great. That's like the Southern Playhouse, you know?
Absolutely. And the really good thing about it is Sean has done a little sort of a bit afterwards. After you see the show, did you enjoy it? You know, a survey.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of means for him as a producer, he gets data. And then when we do the next show, we have a mailing list or an emailing list where you actually said you would support us again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And these are the people who are returning. The interesting thing is he tells me he's getting about 8,000 hits a week on the website.
Yeah.
But it's about 200
who
actually buy a ticket for the show. So what we're doing with the last show, which is called Doing the Business, which actually we're trying to push the envelope. We're trying to do something a bit weird with the format of Zoom, which is going to be quite exciting. I really hope it works. It might not. But this is live. We are doing it live. They are flying by the seat of their pants.
I love it. But that's theatre, isn't it?
But I'm writing sort of problems for Sean to solve. And he's so far, he's coming up with them. But with the last one, what Sean's doing is he's doing it for free.
Right, okay.
So anyone who wants to sign up for it, go to northerncomedytheatre.com and you will be asked to donate.
Okay.
I think what Sean wants to do is find out, as a just out of interest, if this is how the market is.
Yeah.
If suddenly we get a lot more people coming to see it for free, donating.
Yeah.
I'm a strong advocate, as I said, for I would like to charge people.
Yeah.
Because I just think as a principle, that's what theatre is about, and that's what, I mean, actors work, writers work, directors work, and we should all support each other.
I think maybe that's like a virtual tip jar, you know? If you've got, you know, if you to pay what you can, you like the performance, you tip, you know, and which is almost like street performing, which is, it's kind of, It's extremely interesting. I do want to pick you up on that point. I want to pick up on the point you made, which is the support. We had another conversation, which is, you know, people are saying, oh, this isn't happening, that's it. And you think, well, buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Help support. I think there is a lot of navel-gazing happening at the moment. I'm going to step on my soapbox just slightly. I think there's a lot of navel-gazing going on where people are complaining, but when something is being made, they're not supporting. And I think, hopefully, you know, even if £6 is too much, if people can pay a pound, that's great, because that pound will be divvied up by your production team, and everybody's getting paid here. Everyone.
Absolutely. It is, I mean, because we don't have rent to pay,
yeah.
We don't have to pay for the premises. It's a very straightforward profit share split. Actors, director, writer.
That's great.
And that, I think I mean, it's good that people are angry, but someone was saying to me the other day that we should be marching, you know, and I was going, well, if you're going to march, set it to music. You know what I mean? That's what you should be doing. You know, I think it's really good that there is a feeling out there that theatre is important. Yes, it is, but I will echo what you said. We should be supporting each other.
Absolutely.
Before we wrap,
I just put everything up in the show notes. David, please give us the times for this weekend. So it's the box set and then the new play, but give us the times and where they go.
The box set costs £10.99, and for that you can watch all four. And Doing Shakespeare, which was the first one, is on the 5th of September at 2 p.m. Then Doing the Pub Quiz, which was the second one, is 5th September at 3:30. Then 2 hours later at 5:30, there is Doing Whodunit. And then at 7:30, there is Doing the Book Club. Nice. And then the next day, we will be doing the business at 7:30 on the 6th of September. And that one, as I say, is everyone is welcome, and please, we'll be rattling the tip jar, online tip jar afterwards, and just seeing how much money we make, because at the end of the day, we are doing this for money.
Yeah,
we're doing this to entertain people. Of course we are, but we think we've got a good product here. We've won an award.
Yeah.
We've won an Encom. Which I wasn't sure.
Which is like the opposite of Ofcom.
Exactly. It's from the off West End, the office.
Yeah, the Fringes, yeah.
Yeah. And they've done these online commendations for just Zoom performances, which is really good.
Great stuff.
And I think the more people out there who are doing stuff like that is really good. But I think writers, I will just say a little tip to writers, get your pens out and start thinking about writing for online environment. And it doesn't have to be, you know, one thing that there are words I have never used in any of these, and they are COVID, lockdown, pandemic. You know, because it's not about that.
But
we do live in a virtual world, and there can be fun to be had to be had from it.
They are fun, David. They are hilarious. You know, you continue to make people laugh, and boy, do we need that. So I urge everyone to support, because by supporting, by producers and writers and actors and designers and everyone else, sound designers and video designers, by them working on something that is seen as a commercial success, you know, that will just mean that more is done. And, you know, Zoom and StreamYard and Teams and everything else, it's not going away. What we're doing is not going away. If nothing else, it gives people an added bit of voice. So, David, thank you. We'll check
it out. It's always a pleasure. Lovely to come back. And good luck to you and Curtain Call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Playwright David Spicer there talking about his online theater productions in collaboration with Northern Comedy Theater. Now, before I go, just a few housekeeping bits. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Curtain Call, all one word. And you can follow me at John Schwab, at J-O-H-N-S-E-H-W-A-B. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to David Spicer. We wish him all the best for this weekend. You can get your tickets for this weekend at northerncomedytheater.com. And I'll put that in the show notes. Please, if you want to support live theater and support those that are breaking the mold and making live theater happen when everything is in lockdown and we can't sit in a dark room together, just go support them, guys. A big thank you to Shure Microphones for once again sponsoring this episode. Thank you for listening to the Curtain Call Theater Podcast. And as schools get back to, being open and lockdown restrictions gradually ease globally, just please stay safe. And reach out to somebody, anyone, and ask them how they're doing. You might just make their day. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.